Yo, what's up, family? It's your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. I'm your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio, where we're honoring our own dreams. I'm your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio, where we're honoring our own dreams. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio, where we're honoring our own dreams. And with the call here is, if you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. When you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. When you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. What's up, family? We winning. We winning, family. We winning, family. We winning, family. I'm going to tell you what we not doing. We not running around here talking about we got the Monday morning blues. I tell you that, family. I tell you we ain't running around here talking about we got the Monday morning blues, family. That's for damn sure. We ain't running around here talking about we got the Monday morning blues. Why is that? Because black folks, we don't have the Monday morning blues. And I ain't asking nobody do they agree with that or not, family. I'm putting it in the street. I'm saying it right here and now, family. I don't need no majority rule on how I'm feeling about that. I'm talking to all black folk. We do not have the Monday morning blues. How in God's name can you have the Monday morning blues when your people overcame slavery? Huh? Huh? How can you have the Monday morning blues when you have nothing but success in your life? The problem is you don't recognize how successful you are. You too busy mad at the job you got. You too busy mad at the man or the woman you got. You too busy mad at the child you got and the baby you and the man you had the baby with or the woman you had the baby with. You walking around with a lot of regret in your life. That's why you don't feel like you winning. That's why you don't feel like you're a success. That's why you running around foaming at the mouth, smacking the wall, talking about you got the Monday morning blues. Black folks, we do not have the Monday morning blues. And you're doggone right. Every Monday, you're going to hear me. I'm coming at you, family. I'm letting you know. I'm letting you know till they get in your system. I'm letting you know. I'm letting you know till they get in your brain. I'm letting you know till they get in your spirit. I'm letting you know until they get into your dreams. I'm letting you know until they get in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, you see it, family. We do not have the Monday morning blues. And I'm talking to black folks. I'm talking to black people. I'm talking to the brothers and the sisters. That's who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the people that share my skin color. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not running around here trying to be inclusive, family. No, that ain't my goal. You see what happened when you start talking about we, us, togetherness. That's gang, family. Ain't nobody with us, brothers and sisters. Ain't nobody with us, family. Ain't nobody with us, family. Ain't nobody with us, family. Ain't nobody with us, brothers and sisters. Don't get this game twisted, family. Our fight ain't everybody fight, family. That's what we need to understand, family. This is our fight. We do not have some police force or some Hall of Justice superhero that's going to kick the door down and give black folks justice. Nah, family, you create your justice, family. You create your success, family. You create your empire, family. Ain't nobody going to come up and give you nothing hand-delivered, family. Brothers and sisters, we got to get into understanding of who and what we are. Who and what we are, family. Who and what we are. Not what they tell us, family. We've been sent off. We've been sent off. Don't get it twisted. We don't have an understanding about our history. Well, we hadn't had an understanding about our history because our history was being taught to us by our enemy. Now, your enemy is not going to give you your truth. No, your enemy is going to give you their truth. So now we hundreds and generations of in on this game that's been passed down to us. And you can show it to some brothers and sisters and they just going to hold on to the lie. They just going to hold on to the game. That's how serious it is to be mentally. That's how serious it is to be mentally impacted, family. They, when you tell somebody that they've been lied to and that you can show them the lie and they still want to believe the lie. That is mental submission. And brothers and sisters, a lot of us are facing that. A lot of us are challenged by that, family. A lot of us are challenged that a lie has been sown into your brain. Right? Right? Brothers and sisters, there will be pain. There will be pain, brothers and sisters. There will be pain, brothers and sisters. There will be pain. There will be pain. And don't nobody want to look forward to pain, family. Don't nobody want to look forward to pain. But you know what? If you understand what you're doing, you're going to understand what's coming. See, when I played ball, I didn't run around talking about how much I love pain. I didn't. I didn't think about pain when it came to football. But I knew it was going to be pain. There's pain involved in tackling somebody. There is pain involved in blocking somebody. There is pain involved in catching the ball and trying to proceed down the field. There is pain in running the ball and trying to proceed downfield and getting tackled and hit by up to 11 individuals at one time. There is pain associated with that. But I'm not thinking about the pain. I'm not leading with the pain. I'm thinking about the success. I'm thinking about having to get stronger, get my arms stronger, get my chest stronger, get my shoulders stronger, because I'm going to have to bang and do my squats and run and condition, because I got to be in shape on that football field. I'm not thinking about the pain, but I know that pain comes with it. I know that there will be pain involved if I choose to be a football player. It comes with it. And I don't want to sit up here and make you believe, brothers and sisters, that because we black, that we're going to have pain in life. No, it ain't got nothing to do with us being black, family. It got to do with living. In life, there are going to be challenges, family. Pain is not just associated with black skin. I know our black skin, that story has been attached to our black skin because we was told that our history started with chains and whips. But our history doesn't start with chains and whips. So pain is not just associated with being black, brothers and sisters. It is more attached to being a brother and sister than pain. But pain is a part of it. There will be pain in life, brothers and sisters. Even when we're looking to do what's right, even when we're looking to achieve our goals, there will be pain. Even when we're trying to be the best parent that we can be, even when we're trying to be the best spouse that we can be, even when we're trying to be the best minister we can be, even when we're trying to be the best doctor we can be, even if we're trying to be the best chef that we can be, even when we're trying to be the best teacher we can be, there will be pain. You know, brothers and sisters, we gotta quit looking at life like it's a cartoon. Like if you walk off a cliff, you can stop yourself in midair right before you hit the ground, then gently step down onto the ground and get walking. Life ain't a cartoon, family. If you jump off a building, if you jump off a cliff, you hitting the ground, and more than likely you checking up out of here. Life is not a cartoon, family. We got to get out of the cartoon mindset when it comes to life. Life ain't a cartoon. Life not a video game, family. Life is not all comfort, family. Life is not all comfort. The one place that you can have all the comfort you want to have is your home, right? You can set your home up like you want it to be set up. You can have whatever you want in the refrigerator. You can have whatever beverage you want in your house. You can have your bed set up like you want, plush with plenty of pillows. You can have the couch you want in your house. You can have the plush rug on the floor that you like to lay on. I mean, your house is your comfort zone. Your house, you can set up exactly how you want it to be. Because that's your home. That's your place of comfort. That is the one place on this planet that you can have as much comfort as in your home, right? But you got to pay rent on your home. You got to pay the bills in your home. So then you got to have a career. You got to go to work. You got to earn money. So even to have that place of comfort, You got to put yourself through discomfort. Because we ain't waking up every day wanting to go to work, right, y'all? Everybody not waking up doing a party walk on the way to the job. You can love what you do and this, that, and the third. But hell, you might not like waking up and getting out of bed that morning. You might love your job. Hell, you might own your company. Hell, you might be one of the top executives at your job. So your job, not the problem. But that alarm clock went off this morning. It just blew your mind. And you don't want to get out of the bed this morning. But you're going to make yourself get up out that bed. That is discomfort, homie. When you land in a comfortable bed in a good sleep and that alarm go off and you wake up and your eyes not really open and you wondering where you at because you were sleeping so good. And was that dream a reality? And all this, that, and the third. But you got to get out of bed and go to the job you love. But you got to get out of bed first. That's some discomfort, family. There will be pain. There will be pain. It is pain when you land in a warm bed in December or January or late January, early February. The holidays are gone, family, but that snow still waiting on you and that cold breeze still waiting on you in the city of Chicago. Y'all know what I'm talking about. What about then, family? You got to put on 4 layers of clothes, go outside. You got to shovel off the, you got to shovel the driveway because it snowed overnight. You got to put the salt down and then you got to clear off your car. That's pain, family. That's discomfort, family. But you got to go to work so you can go play, so you can pay for this place of comfort that you call home. There will be pain. Understand this, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about either way you go. Whether you go righteous and choose to do the right thing and be on time and always having your assignment in on time and always being respectful. Or if you go the other way, you know, you just choose to become a lackluster individual. You know what I'm saying? Not so much a criminal, family, but you're just a drifter. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to give everything to the game. You know, you're not out here to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you ain't giving all you got to give to life, man. You know, you just existing. You know, you living with your grandmama. You know, you think grandmama going to live forever and you got to pay no bills, you know. And then, you know, you just pay on the light bill when you get a little bit older, you know, man, you good. But then when you get old and you start realizing you can't get the things that you want because you ain't put the work in to get those things. And then you start looking back at your life and then you start regretting the decisions you made. And then you start questioning your behavior. Then you wonder why grandmama didn't tell you this. And now she gone. What we gonna do now? There will be pain. There will be pain. You understand what I'm saying to you today, brothers and sisters? There will be pain. Will you have a pain that comes with discipline? Because discipline is painful, family. Or will you have the pain that comes with regret? Will you have a pain that is associated with discipline? Well, you got to discipline yourself. Where when you want to go out, you don't go out. When you want to hang out with your homies, you don't hang out with your homies. So you got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go work out. Or you got to get up early in the morning so you can get to work. Or you got to get up early so you can study. Or you got to do all those things. You got to work out, you got to study, and you got to go to work. So you ain't got time to hang out with the homies. But you really want to hang out with the homies. But man, you got to have some discipline because you got some goals to achieve, because you got some things that you got to be, because you're required to be there. And it's important that you give your best. So you're going to give discipline to that situation so you can achieve, so you can have success, because you're in pursuit of a goal, because you're trying to accomplish something. There will be pain. Discipline is painful. No, you don't hear nobody when they standing up there and they accepting their award and they thanking God and they claiming to be a Christian and then they thanking mama and then they thanking their wife or their husband or their producer, their director. You know, they just thankful. But ain't nobody talking about them nights when they wanted to wild out, when they ain't want to do it no more because they was tired. Or they was upset because them and their significant other arguing, or they child tripping, or there was an accident. And they still had to press through and maintain focus and maintain discipline. You'll never hear nobody talk about the nights they cried, family. Because you ain't thinking about the pain when you enjoy. But without the pain of discipline, there is no joy of success. Without the pain from discipline, there is no joy of success. Without the pain of discipline, there is no joy of success. And then you get on the other side of a family, you know, and now, you know, you decide, man, you know what, man, I got to do what I got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I, I'm tired of being poor, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to get out here and do what I got to do. You know, I got a homie, you know, he sell weed, you know what I'm saying? So, man, he told me I can sell some weed with him, man, make me a little bread, make about $60 a week, man, you know. Man, I'm just excited about that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I want to make me some money, man. So I'm gonna get out here and sell this weed. So, man, I've been selling weed for a while and it's going good. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, man, my boy got to connect, man. He say he can start getting this cocaine and we rock it up and we start selling crack. And he's talking about the money a triple. You know, I'm like, man, I like the bread we make right now. But man, three times as much, I'm feeling that. And so then, yeah, man, you know, I started selling crack. You know, I'm out here hustling, you know, or I'm on some criminal mind. You know, we breaking the cribs. We sticking cats up. You know, I'm just all in it, family. And one day I get caught. And, man, it's my first offense. That should be cool. But then they talking about what I did was heinous because I had a gun and this, that, and the third. And the judge gave me 8 years in the joint. 8 years from my first offense only because I had a pistol. Now I'm in jail for 8 years. Now I'm sitting in jail. I'm in a whole nother world. I'm fighting for my life. Man, this dude tried to rape me last night. You damn right I regret my decisions. There will be pain. Now you either can have, now you're going to have the pain of regret. The pain of regret. The pain of regret. A lack of willingness to work will lead to the pain of regret. The lack of the willingness to work will lead to the pain of regret. The lack of willingness to work will lead to the pain of regret. We do not have to regret things in our lives, brothers and sisters. We do not have to have regret in our lives, family. We don't. We don't. Not if we're guarding our lives, not if we're protecting our lives, not if we cherish our lives, not if we're thinking before we're speaking, not if we're planning before we're doing, not if we don't have a standard. There is no way that we will end up regretting things. And I'm not talking about being perfect, family. I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm talking about thinking. I'm talking about planning. I'm talking about protecting yourself. I'm talking about watch who you around, family. I'm talking about watch your behavior, family. I'm talking about protecting your future, family, by not getting a criminal record, by not getting a felony, family, by not dropping out of school, family, by not getting somebody pregnant, by not getting pregnant. I'm talking about protecting your future. You don't got to be perfect in that, family. All you got to do is love your life and guard your life and build your life day after day, family. And let's see where it go. Let's give a committed effort to building our lives for the positive. And I guarantee that will lead to the joy of success. You know, brothers and sisters, we have to make up our mind, man. There will be pain, the pain from discipline or the pain of regret. But there will be pain, brothers and sisters. And the thing is, brothers and sisters, we should not be afraid of pain. I'm talking to the brothers and sisters, y'all. We shouldn't be, black folks, we should not be afraid of pain, black people. Black people, we should not be afraid of pain. Black people, we know how to deal with pain. Black people, we know how to deal with pain. The last thing we should be afraid of is pain, brothers and sisters. The last thing that we should be afraid of, brothers and sisters, It's pain. And the thing is, brothers and sisters, we for doggone sure shouldn't be afraid of the pain of discipline, not when the pain of discipline leads to the joy of success. Now, you can stop that now, family. There is no way in the world that we should be afraid of the pain from discipline when the pain from discipline leads to the joy of success. It's all connected. I'm not hearing that, brothers and sisters. We are not that slow. We are not that unequipped. We are not that uninformed to not understand that. We should not be afraid of the pain associated with discipline, because the pain from discipline leads to the joy of success. There is no way we should be afraid of that pain. No way. 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 We should be terrified of the pain and regret. If you're not willing to work, you are headed to the pain and regret. Because, brothers and sisters, I promise you, you can go ask any older individual about his or her regrets, right? And they're going, "I wish I would have." One of the main things you're going to hear a lot of, I wish I would have gave a better effort in school. I guarantee it. If you ask 10 people, 6 of them going to say school. 6. Ask 10 people you care about, your adults and your family. Ask 3-4 people in your family. Ask them, what do they regret? Ask your parents what they regret. I don't care how old you are right now. Ask your parents what they regret. And look in their eyes when they talk to you about it. First of all, see if they're willing to tell you what they regret. That's how painful regret is, family. Some people won't even talk about the stuff they regret. Some people might get real sad when they talk about the things they regret. But you need to have an understanding about the pain of regret. Hell, think about your life. Think about things in your life that you didn't get done or you wish you would have did better. That is regret. Think about the things that you wish you could do over. Man, you hear so many people talking about how they wish they can get a do-over. Ain't no do-overs in life, y'all. Sometimes all you're going to get is one shot. Sometimes all you're going to get is one shot. And it's on you to be ready for that shot. And you know how you're going to get ready for that shot? You're going to get ready for that shot with the pain of discipline. Because the pain of discipline is going to lead to the joy of success. That's what you're supposed to do. That shot, that one shot, you're going to be ready for that one shot because you practice in the pain of discipline, because you practice discipline, which led to the joy of success, family. So that one shot, you're going to come through on that one shot because you practice in the pain of discipline. Or that one shot come and you're not ready and you foaming at the mouth. Hell, you showed up late and you ain't have all your stuff with you. Hell, they just asked you to leave. Or you got that tryout and you didn't do your best because you was sitting up here arguing with your girl or your man, or you was hanging out with the homies and you had to go kick it to every other party. Like it ain't gonna be no more parties. So that one shot you had, that job interview, that performance, that test, all you had to do was practice in the pain of discipline, but now you're gonna have to live in the pain of regret. And family, when you think about it, the pain of discipline doesn't last as long as the pain of regret. The pain of regret lasts for the rest of your life. The pain of discipline, you don't even remember the pain of discipline because you're too engulfed with the joy of the success, because the success has given you a promotion. So that's why when the brothers and sisters stand up and get that trophy and they get that acceptance speech, they never talking about the pain because they don't even remember the pain because they basking in the joy of the success that comes from the pain from discipline, y'all. Or, on the other hand, you got the individual that's moving around in depression. They drinking themselves under the table. They can't get along with nobody. They upset. They feel they working at a job that's beneath their skill set. But they living with the pain and regret because they did not prepare themselves academically to go out here and get the education they needed, where they could get the employment that will help them to be successful in the future. So now they got to live in that pain and that regret every day for the rest of their life if they choose to do that, unless they begin to practice the pain of discipline, where they can change their life and go from living in the pain and regret to celebrating the success, the joy of success that comes with the pain from discipline. That's the thing about discipline. You can turn your life from regret to joy, but you have to practice through the pain of discipline. There will be pain, brothers and sisters. And there is no way around it, y'all. There is no way around it. You can't scam your way around it, family. These are principles when it comes to life, family. This is what I always talk about. Reaping and sowing, family. You might can slick the IRS. You might can steal people's identity. You might be a hellified pickpocket. You might can talk yourself in or out of any situation, family. But let me tell you what you can't do. You can't scam the universe, family. You can't scam God. What you put in is what you're going to get out, family. If you putting that hard work in, if you putting the pain of discipline in, you're going to reap the joy of success. If you putting in the pain of regret, you're going to reap regret, pain, disdain, hurt, lack of trust, low self-esteem. That's what you're going to get back because that's what you planted. Ain't no getting around that, brothers and sisters. There will be pain. It's all about how long do you want your pain to last, family? The pain and regret is going to last for forever until you decide to practice in the pain of discipline, period. If you continue to practice the pain and regret, that is the direction your life is going, and praise God. You've chosen to lose, brother or sister. You've chosen loss. You've chosen to lose. Period. 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 That is what you've chosen to do, family. You've chosen to lose. Period. 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 Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you, family. I want to encourage you to get comfortable with the pain of discipline. I want you to get comfortable in it, family. Black folks, we know pain. Black folks, we should not be afraid of pain. There is nowhere in the world we should be fearing success. Give me a break. We don't fear. We're going to embrace the pain of discipline, because the pain of discipline leads to the joy of success. Do you want to be successful? Everybody in the room is going to raise their hand and say yes. So if you want to be successful, then you have to want to embrace the pain that comes from discipline, which leads to the joy of success. If you know in the end you're going to be successful, you should not be afraid of the journey that it's going to take for you to get to that success. Not if you understand the success you want. Doggone it, you need to understand that you can get as many academic scholarships you want. People will pay you to come to their college. What you got to do is you got to put the work in. You got to put that 4 years of work in. You got to put that discipline in, family. You got to put the work in to have the success, family. You got to work hard to have success, family. But if you understand that at the end of that journey of that hard work to get academic scholarships, that you will be able to get academic scholarships and go to school wherever you want, you got to understand that the pain of discipline is going to lead to a joy of success that's going to impact your academic future, which is going to impact your career choice, which is going to impact your income, which is going to impact the home that you buy, the home that you feel is your number one place of comfort. Brothers and sisters, we got to understand that the pain that comes with discipline gives us the joy of success, gives us the joy to live where we want to live, to be able to develop and raise our children in the environment, in the neighborhood, in the school district we want them to live in, family. Brothers and sisters, the pain of discipline will give you the future that you want. It would give you the joy of the success of living the future you want to live only because you chose to practice discipline, the pain of discipline. You practice the pain of discipline. You embrace the pain of discipline. You understood the pain that came with discipline because you understood the joy of success that you were going to receive in the end. Now, come on now. Or we can sit over here and talk about how we want to live a life of regret. Brothers and sisters, you do not want to live a life of regret. You do not want to be living in 2025 thinking about 2005. That's not how it works, family. But if you choose to live the pain of regret, you're going to be constantly living in the past, mentally and emotionally, family. The pain of regret. The bitterness, the doubt. When you're living in regret, you don't respect your intelligence. You don't think you're smart. You don't think you're worthy. Why choose a pain that is associated with making you feel worse about yourself? Why would we do that? Why would we do that? Why would we believe that we are not worthy of success? Why would we believe that? Why would we embrace that? Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to stand tall and to overcome the pain of regret and embrace the pain of discipline, which leads to the joy of success. I don't care where you failed at in your life. I don't care where you fumbled at. I don't care where you stumbled at, brothers and sisters. You can begin to embrace the pain of discipline, which will lead to the joy of success in your life, brothers and sisters. I don't care how much you screwed up. There is no way in the world that when we choose to apply the pain of discipline, which leads to the joy of success, there will be no regret attached to that. Now, you're going to have to go through some doubt and you're going to have to battle through some things because you got a lot of self-doubt because you've been embracing and walking around holding hands with the pain of regret. So you're going to have to battle through those walls and those barriers that have been built by you in your life mentally and emotionally, but you can battle through those things. There is no reason we should be afraid of anything as black people as much as we've overcome as brothers and sisters. Period. There is no way for me to be afraid to move around on this planet when my grandmother, Elizabeth McKnight, left Georgia for the first time and moved to New York to become a nurse that to pursue a career because she refused to stay in Georgia and clean white folks' houses. So there's no way in the world that I should move in fear, not when I can draw off my grandmother's strength. Brothers and sisters, let's begin to apply the discipline, the pain of discipline, family. Let's embrace the pain associated with discipline so we can lead and live the joys of the success that we plan to live in. Brothers and sisters, turn your back on the pain and regret because regret will never leave you. And regret is something you have to cut out of your life. And regret is something that you have to cut off and things that will lead you to regret. You got to recognize what regret is. You got to recognize what failure is. You got to recognize the direction you will be taking and the actions you will be taking and the steps that you will be taking. And if these things are not leading to success, they're not leading to joy. And if they're not leading to joy, they're leading to pain. And if they're leading to pain that would never leave you, that is the pain of regret because regret never leaves you. You'll be living in 2025, still living in 2005 because of the pain of regret. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to not have the fear of pain. And I want to encourage you to get on the journey for the pain associated with discipline. Get on the pathway of the pain associated with discipline. Choose the pain of discipline. Because when we choose the pain of discipline, what we are choosing are the joys of success. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And I want to say thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. What up, Chicago?